What's the line from that 9 to 5 movie? When Dolly Parton says to Dabney Coleman, "You grab my butt again, I'm going to grab my rifle and turn you from a rooster into a duckling."
Yep. Get a Dolly.
Good morning, America. Monday, March the 4th, 2024. May the March 4th be with you. I don't know.
Something like that.
Welcome to the Bunch Big Show. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the aforementioned Robbie Rochelle, Joseph P. Nolan, Kermit the DJ, Hunter, Nor'easter Nick, the entire crew ready to roll. Very back to business Monday. I imagine Joe rolling a little slowly this morning. Had a big party this weekend. We started the St. Paddy's Day season out in Belmar with the Boss Roadies. Looked like you had a ball out there.
Oh my gosh, what a blast. Absolutely. We actually started on the train coming down. You know, the New Jersey Transit says no alcohol is to be consumed.
Out the window, I bet, right?
God, no one paid any attention to that. And the conductors, you know, what are they going to do?
Right.
Throw everybody off the train? So that was part one. Part two was so many of the people, on the train, 90% of them were under the age of 28, right? They were all young kids. And I bet 80% of them were girls.
Mm.
And
woo!
You know,
it was a lot of that.
It was wild. It was crazy. I'm sitting there, I had my mouth was open the whole time. Like, what the heck's going on? So anyway, the train gets full, and a bunch of them're standing in the aisle, right in the middle, for the last maybe four or five stops. So none of them, of course, they're kids. They don't know. They don't take the train ever. When the train stops, you have to hold on to something because if you're standing, because it's going to,
oh, my God. Seriously?
Oh, that's great. It was like dominoes.
Really?
Nobody got hurt. But everybody was the funniest thing I ever saw. One goes, blah, 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 blah.
How do you not know to hold on? Even if you don't, you've never taken the train, do you not know anything about gravity? Or like,
right.
I mean, like,
they do now.
They're all blasted. They're not thinking about it.
God.
And then he got up.
Oh, that's funny.
It was hilarious. And then we got into Bar A. Thank you, Michelle Amabile, for giving me the correct name to drop at the front door.
Oh, okay.
And I walked in and we hung out. We found a little corner. And there was a guy standing next to me, and he was, you know, he's an older guy, too. And I looked at him, and I said, "This must be the old man's corner." And he looked at me. He started laughing. So next thing I know, there's another couple show up, guy 60, you know. And the next thing I know, it's like seven or eight of us all standing around. And the good thing is that they, almost all of them listened to the boss. All of them knew me from, you know, from doing what I do.
Of course.
And, yeah. Well, I am Monmouth County. And what else? Everywhere we went. Then we went to Kelly's after that.
Oh, wow.
And had something to eat before we went back. And while we were in Kelly's, more people came up. It was actually really gratifying, to be honest with you, that all these people came up and said hi. We're just botting, not looking for attention, just people just showed up and said hi.
Not to toot your own horn, but toot, toot.
It was toot my own horn. But you know what? And Marianne was saying, "Boy, you must love that." And I said, "No, it's more gratifying than anything else, you know? You work all day long, you work your whole life to do something, and you know, people are still remembering, and it's great. And plus, you know, now, too, with the ball, there were so many people. Big Bob Boss was at the parade.
Oh my God! Really?
Really?
Oh yeah. he was in one of those. I think it was like a '56 Dodge or something.
Oh
like that.
Yeah, he has an orange car, right? Was it orange?
Yeah.
He's brought
Big
that
Boss
here
Bob.
Was he whacking children with his cane, saying, "You'll never get my money"? No.
You know, here I am trying to make something nice, and what do you do?
What are you doing nice? You're sitting here good. Oh, man, everybody recognized me. I was a big star. It was great.
Well, that's because, you know.
I mean, how long is this story going to go on? Jeez.
That's every
weeks.
Day. You know, that's
oh,
every
my
day.
Gosh.
Toot, toot.
But,
I mean, I'm glad you went to our event, but geez, what a story.
We need that. We need, you know, that kids, the little tugboat thing, the video? We need that. Toot, toot. We need that. We got to find that somewhere.
There it is. It's the Joe Nolan self-gratification of the day. Toot, toot. Great.
Get a drop. Toot, toot.
Seriously, though, can I give another little mention here? This had nothing to do with us, but we went out to Keyport yesterday. I said, where can we go that is a nice patio? Because it's so beautiful yesterday.
Yeah.
72 degrees. And so we stopped and had a cocktail in Keyport on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It is a nice. Nobody saw us, but it's nice. You're walking down the street, and I hear a Billy Joel song. And I went, I'll bet you that's And so I look on the little app thing and see what the station's playing. I'm like, son of a gun, that guy was cruising down the streets of Keyport listening to The Boss. It does feel good. You know?
Yeah, it does. It really does. And then the Keyport Parade is usually the last one. They have one themselves. It's usually the week after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I mean, I don't know this year, but that's when they usually do. That's usually the last one of the trio that we go to, you know. And that's fun, too. There's a big Irish bar downtown Keyport.
Yeah.
March
we walked by there.
March 23rd is the date
for that one. Oh, yeah, there you go. March 23rd. It's a big, that's a big one, too. That's a lot of fun.
There's a place in the corner that had an inflatable of a leprechaun. And I
that's
think
the place, I bet.
Minus the beard, it did kind of look like you. it had that big grin just like you do.
well, you know, also this weekend I'll be at the parade. I'll be in the Boss van.
Yes, Ocean County Parade. We'll get some details on that. Your CBB is right around the corner, but it's time for real-time traffic with Monmouth County's favorite traffic reporter.
Well, there you go.
Joe Nolan.
Toot toot.
I got to find that. I know exactly what I'm talking about. It'd be really funny.
Oh, my God. About 3 minutes into the story about how many people walked up and recognized him. I mean, how long was that going to go on? Jesus.
He was excited.
And how many times did he, how did he find a way to work into the conversation with Bob about how he needs a raise or how he needs more days off or something? I guarantee you. Well, actually, you know what? I take it back. He's all talk about how, oh, I'm going to storm right in there and I'm going to ask for more days off and blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to get my name on the wall. And I'm sure he saw him. Oh, hey, Pop. Hi. How are you? Hello. Back right down. Oh, my God. That story was just disgusting, wasn't
it? It's okay. It's all right. I'm glad he had a good time.
Hey, how about this? Dr. Phil McGraw will be on the program this morning. He'll be checking in from the West Coast. He's up early for us. I bet you Dr. Phil is one of those guys, gets up, exercises, eats his breakfast. One of those.
Yeah, probably.
Doesn't look all that healthy, but I bet you.
Oh, yes, he does. Come on.
He's a big fella, isn't he?
I don't think so. Is he a big fella?
He's kind of a big, galoot, as we say. Dr. Phil has a new book out. We'll talk to him this morning. I've actually read the majority of the book. It was a very interesting read.
Well, there you go.
Get some thoughts about how social media is rotting our brains and all of that sort of thing. So we'll talk to him this morning. Dead Guy in the Envelope on the way at 7:10. We'll get passes in to the Outlaw Music Festival. We'll be at PNC Bank Arts Center this summer with performers including Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. Holy crap. That's going to be great. We'll do that at 7:10. He said.
She said.
7:50, Fast Five, Birthday File, Horrible Scopes are on the way. Brand new feature this morning, 8:20. Our big Mr. Movie Voice announcer guy, Red Pepper's Word of the Day. Keep track of what it is, because then tomorrow you call us, you remember the word, we'll get you a little prize. So, Red Pepper's Word of the Day. Basically, Rochelle thought it'd be funny with this guy with the big voice to say goofy, somewhat words that somewhat sound like an innuendo.
Yep.
So,
yep.
That's our plan.
It.
We'll do that at 8:20 this morning. Time right now, right here, right now, Yana, for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, local businesses, organizations, community groups, putting on fun events, sometimes raising awareness for a great cause or some funds, and that's what we do. We share them right here. You got one, text us, Facebook us, message us on the website, or you can always check the station events, 1071theboss.com. See what the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour. You mentioned St. Patty's Day fun is just beginning. It is your Boss Roadies with Joseph P. Nolan and the Ocean County St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday. That starts at noontime. And then Sunday we'll be in the Asbury Park Parade. That starts at 11. That's kind of an early one. Then don't forget all day, St. Patrick's Day Sunday, March the 17th, out live with an Irish breakfast, Springsteen on Sunday, in Lake Como at Bar Anticipation. That'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then we move over to Kelly's in Neptune, legendary St. Patty's Day party. And Ross will be broadcasting live from 11 until 3 with lots of fun. And concert tickets and shirts and more. Cocktails at the Court. Cocktails at the Court. That's happening Tuesday, April the 9th. Put this in the calendar. The Georgian Court University, Lakewood, 5 to 7. Open to the public. Enjoy an evening of networking and tours of the GCU Mansion.
Oh, fancy.
You need to get your tickets now. Get on the guest list. Email staff at mylakewoodchamber.com for the details. Your admission, by the way, gets you hot and cold hors d'oeuvres, wine, soda, tea, and beer from Faith American Brewing Company.
Okay.
And this is Tuesday, April the 9th, but get your tickets now to avoid disappointment. Staff at mylakewoodchamber.com. It's fun to be one story time. Ocean County Library, of course, Tom's River. They're starting at 10 o'clock, the Tom's River branch on Wednesday. Bring your little one by for songs and stories, playtime at the library. That's oceancountylibrary.org for the info. And how about this? The Maple Festival is going on this weekend, starts Saturday, and then runs through St. Patty's Day Sunday, March the 17th, at Happy Day Farm in Manalapan. Attendees will learn firsthand how to identify a maple tree and lend a hand in the tapping process.
Wow, that's cool.
Take part in making syrup.
That's really neat.
They'll then have pancakes with the syrup that you draw from the tree afterwards.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of fun?
That's really fun.
HappyDayFarmNJ.com to sign up. I mean, a kid that would just kind of stand there and then eat all the pancakes. Let all the other kids do the work.
Doing, you know, all the work.
All right, a couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board.
It's time to start your week, but your coffee's kind of weak. So you brew up something strong, an original Monday song. Coffee breath ain't that fun. You can mask it with some gum. At work is where you belong. An original Monday song. If you can't get into gear, hope these lyrics brought you cheer. At midnight, Monday will disappear. So I'll end my Monday song right here.
I want to say a big thank you to the IBS conference. In New York, you tell people you go to the IBS conference, and they immediately start thinking it has something to do with...
What's that?
But no, it's the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System.
Yes.
This is a conference for young people who have either just graduated or in college, community college, university, studying communications and broadcasting. And we were asked with a number of other professionals to appear on several panels to give advice to the young people. Matter of fact, there were some people that were old. One guy raised his hand and said he was 43 years old, went back to school, and was trying to fulfill his dream of becoming a sportscaster calling ball games.
It's never too late.
So there are all kinds of people.
Yes.
So first of all, my advice would be change the name of the conference because it's just embarrassing
so
to walk around
bad.
We went to a deli across the street, have lunch, and you realize you got a tag on it says you're at the IBS conference. Everyone's looking at you like, stand away from this guy.
Awkward. Very awkward.
It was a little bit awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, it was kind of heartening to meet all these young people. And even if none of them, you know, pursued doing a show like we do here, it's still kind of nice to see. You know, there's a lot of smart young people out there.
Absolutely.
That gives you some hope that maybe we're not doomed as a society going into the future. You know what I mean?
It's just good to see kids coming out to a conference of any type and wanting to, like, they actually wanted to hear lectures.
Yeah.
They wanted to hear that. It's amazing.
It did kind of feel like you were back in the lecture hall, didn't it? Because they had those PowerPoint presentations and everybody's taking notes. And yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I got stopped in the hallway by one kid. He had to be, I'm pretty tall, but he had to be over 7 feet tall. Big, tall, skinny kid. And he's asking me, you know, how he could convince his professors to let him do a morning show on their school station. And I said, you should play basketball. I got to be honest with you. I'm sure you're probably very talented, but I got to be honest with you. This is a bad idea. What you should do is go play basketball, join the team, and you could be a millionaire by the end of your 20s, okay? But
kind of defeats the purpose of why he was there, but okay.
Hang on a second. I got to also mention, right in the middle of it, I get a text from Joe, who was trying to figure out going to one of the parades yesterday, wanted to catch up with the boss roadies.
Yes.
And he says, and I quote, I know you're in the city, and I would certainly not want to interrupt any conversation you're probably having with some high-end radio goober.
Thanks,
Joe. Joe had a little FOMO that he wasn't invited.
You think so?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
He would be up there loving the attention. Are you kidding me? People asking him his opinion? Come on. He'd love it.
I feel like he had fun at the parade, but maybe.
All right. A little FOMO there, Nolan, am I right?
No, I was actually upset that you weren't at Monmouth County's largest event of the year. That's what I was upset about.
I don't do parades.
You weren't with me.
Those days are over. No parades for me. I can't be out with that many people anymore. I can't handle it.
Oh, you would have hated. You would have hated Bar A. Hated it.
I mean, I think it's wonderful for the people that enjoy that, but for me, that's just too much. It's too much.
It was shoulder to shoulder the whole place from one end to the other. It's crazy.
Yeah. Tell that kid.
It's fun, though. It was a lot of fun. A lot of kids. A lot of young people.
Yeah. So like, kid, I'm like, listen, I'm trying to go to the bathroom. Can you stop asking my advice? I mean, you're catching me right here. I really fed three coffees. I really got to go. Good luck to you.
Plus,
see you later.
Again, like I said, if I was there, my lecture would have been take about 30 seconds. Don't do it.
Become a lawyer.
Run.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. Well.
With a look of the week ahead, all your horrible scopes live from Direct Hookup at Ross Britton headquarters. Here he is, Uncle Ross.
Aries, today is strong for distinguishing between pure intuition and restless stirrings. Sure. There can be insights and developments or unusual events surrounding business or financial matters. Mm. Your direction may shift a little now due to ideas or news coming to you today.
I see.
Taurus, with today's Mercury-Uranus transit today, you're open to inventive new ideas, dreams, and possibilities.
Wow.
Creative thinking can emerge as you let your mind go. A helpful conversation, invitation, or piece of news may figure strongly, and it can be a pleasant surprise.
Wow.
Gemini, today's transits excite you mentally and encourage new ideas.
Sorry.
It's also an excellent time to become better informed since your mind is wide open and interesting ideas are circulating. Listen to your gut instincts when approaching big decisions as well.
My gut here.
Cancer, with a Mercury-Uranus aspect active now, you might admit to feelings you've been avoiding today.
I doubt it.
You can see many possibilities, which feels great rather than overwhelming. Mm. It's a fine time for entertaining new ideas and making new plans and friendships.
Sure.
Leo, transits today can produce good opportunities to communicate and connect with others. And today is a perfect time for opening up conversations about tricky subject matter. Today can feature sudden flashes of inspiration, and it feels great to run on this forward-looking energy.
Tricky, tricky.
Virgo, today's transits position you well for consulting with others, increasing your understanding of a special person in your life, or coming up with bold new ideas for the future.
Wow.
Interactions with people close to you can be animated and stimulating today. Libra, flashes of insight can pepper your day, and it feels good to be a little spontaneous or enjoy some mental refreshment.
Pepper?
Today's energies are potentially ideal for clearing something up, and you can gain valuable insights or discoveries about health, work, habits, and routine matters. Scorpio, with Mercury and Uranus harmonizing in your relationship sectors today, a mutual understanding can emerge, or stimulating conversations can stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You might also come up with an exciting new plan or idea. Your mind is opening to new possibilities today.
Wow.
Sagittarius, you can be busy around the home or with family or enjoying freer, more accepting relationships with important people in your life today. You may be putting more time or energy into helping others and making things run smoothly in your personal life.
Smoothly.
Capricorn, you're in an ideal position to inventory your feelings and connect with your needs today. People are attracted to your unique perspective, and it's a fine day for mental explorations and refreshment. Open and honest conversations can be in focus today.
Are you getting any of this?
Aquarius, transits today especially support self-expression or channeling your mental energy into productive, satisfying activities. An open and honest atmosphere with loved ones can promote surprising but also healthy conversations, cooperations, and solutions to problems.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Pisces.
Finally.
It's a day of increased vision and positivity for you. Using the power of words to attract what you want or to further your interests works best for you now. It's a time to feel better rapport with others, and you appreciate the easy, unforced flow of energy around you. And those are your Monday horoscopes.
I know I shouldn't do that to him, but I just can't help myself. Thank you, Ross. Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you on. Congratulations on this new book. I've just thumbed through it. I haven't read the whole thing, but I did get it, and I'm about halfway through. We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity. And I opened it really not knowing what to expect. And I'll tell you, this is really a great read because there's just so much negativity out in the world. You got a list of steps on, you know, well, like you say, how to keep sane. So I think it's a great book. Good stuff.
Well, I'm really proud of it. I didn't want to write this book because writing books are a lot of work and a lot of time.
Yeah.
Locked up by yourself when the world's going on outside, but I felt like I needed to write this book because so much is going on in this country right now that I think somebody needs to call out.
Yeah, and you touch on a lot of things, you know, a lot of the buzzwords that we hear out there on both sides, whatever kind of news you watch, you know, like inclusive language isn't inclusive. It's not really language. It's the 2020s, but we're living in 1984. So a lot of the stuff that people, I think, feel, you kind of address it and how you might reconcile and deal with it. So it's, I think people are going to, it's going to really resonate.
Yeah, I do mention George Orwell's 1984 in there because they were putting together what they call newspeak, what words you could use and what words you couldn't use. And oh my, it's like we've got language police running around telling us what we can't say. Boy, if you get caught with the wrong word in your mouth, they're going to come after you and cancel you. And some of the words that we can't use, like mom and dad, you can't use grandfather did. You can't use blind spot. You can't use, let's brainstorm this. These are words that if you use those, you're going to get targeted.
And you know, I get the takeaway that you're not necessarily trying to talk about politics here. You're trying to talk about common sense, about political correctness being way out of control. And maybe the idea is good at some point where people have the right intention, where they're trying to be more inclusive. But you end up simply making people nuts, and then it's less and more divisive, right? I mean, is that a fair way to put your thinking?
You said that really well. I'm going to steal that.
Well, sure, go ahead.
You're not around, but I take credit for it because you said that really well. You're right. You've got... It creates more divisiveness because people get resentful, and then they also get attacked if they use the wrong word.
Yeah.
You know, we've got universities that are teaching this and are causing people to feel like, I'm scared to say anything. I don't want to speak out. I don't want to say anything. Well, that, in fact, the percentage of people that are afraid to express their opinion has tripled since 1950.
Boy, that's really a sobering statistic, isn't it? I mean, in a free society where you're supposed to be able to to speak your mind and say whatever you think, that's a pretty sobering statistic, and there's no question about that.
And it's not the government that's taking this away. We're muzzling ourselves.
Yeah.
By this culture, we're muzzling ourselves. It's not the government that's doing it to us. We're doing it to ourselves.
You talk quite a bit about social media and, you know, and about the, again, when you say the media, the websites that people click on that I get to say, oh boy, this headline, that I can't help but click because I want to see what it says. And you talk a lot about how there's, you know, how they manipulate you to, you know, and then you read enough of it and it kind of makes your brain toxic in a way.
You know, people don't understand. We talk about words like algorithm, which was something that was in math I didn't understand when I was in school. When your children get on social media, they feed them content, not that they want to see, but they feed them content that upsets them.
Yeah.
And they feed them content that upsets them because when they get emotionally plugged in, when they get emotionally involved, they click more. You can show them a box of warm puppies and they go, oh, that's fun, let's look at that. But that fades in a pretty quick time frame. You show them things that upsets them emotionally, and they start clicking more and clicking more and clicking more. They've actually done studies where they'll put a profile up of a 13-year-old girl, and within 3 minutes, she starts getting toxic, emotionally laden content fed to her.
Huh.
They did the same profile, and they said, Lauren, lose weight. Same profile, just added the words lose weight. The amount of toxic content that was fed to her went up 12-fold within a matter of minutes. And people realized, yeah, it's probably not good for my kid to be on social media too much. It's not just exposure. They're being targeted, yeah. Consciously targeted. And those are the kind of things I'm talking about, and we've got issues. I think people need to know what's actually going on.
You have a chapter there about the importance of family and the breakdown of the family unit, and you talk about faith, and maybe it's you know, people going to church every Sunday, but on the other hand, it's the institutions. No one, you know, goes to the firehouse to have a picnic the way that, I shouldn't say nobody, but all of those things that were so common 50 years ago are just, you know, not happening all that much anymore, and that sense of community is gone, and then your nose is in your phone, and who knows what you run into. So I think, it, you know, it's all connected to what you're saying.
It is connected because people are living virtual lives,
right,
instead of real lives. So easy to go down the rabbit hole on the phone. Kids are when they turn 16, they don't even go get their driver's license like they used to. They may get it a year later sometime. They're dating later. They have less than one real friend on average because they're not as engaged in the real world. And that is so unhealthy. It's just unbelievable. So I'm very concerned about this. So when I push it out there, I'm asking people, and this is a very prescriptive book. This is not something where I'm just saying, you know, oh my God, this is terrible, and you should be negative. What I'm saying here is we can turn this around. We can absolutely turn it around. But in order to do that, you've got to live your life on purpose. You've got to be who you are on purpose. You've got to make commitments, and I'm going to stop trying to win arguments and start trying to solve problems. I put out 10 prescriptive things to do to turn this society around, and I think we can. I'm being terrible optimist.
Dr. Phil, why are you not running for president? Can we do that? Can we have you out there? Because no one's happy with who we got.
Boy, isn't it funny? We got two choices for president, 50 choices for Miss America.
Yeah, well, there you go. The book is called We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity. Here he is, the number one New York Times bestseller. You know him, you love him. Philip C. McGraw, Dr. Phil. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man. They can order it on Amazon today, and it'll be in their house Tuesday.
Love it. It's funny, I could have just hung up with him. You would have known exactly who he is. That voice is so familiar.
Isn't it? Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's a smart guy right there. Speaking of Old Bridge, did you see that story this morning that there was a shooting after a man stabbed his wife at the Hampton Inn?
Yes.
My folks were in town last time they visited with us. We put them up over there. That Hampton Inn's a nice hotel. Yeah. I went over there and met him for the breakfast and everything. I'm kind of shocking to see that. So,
I'm sure it was a domestic dispute of some sort. It's not a common thing that happens at
the
Hampton Inn.
I sure hope it is. Just one of those places that you just never expect there to be any kind of anything. And you're like, whoa, that hits close to home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Enough booze gets involved, you never know what's going to happen in a hotel
room.
Who
knows what's going to happen?
They put a bunch of cheddar cheese in their eggs at the Continental breakfast. Of course, I wasn't staying at the hotel. I just met my folks, and I did the Continental breakfast also because I figured, why not? But jeez.
They put so much cheese in their eggs, I didn't think a shooting would ever happen there.
Well, last week we got the story about Jack McCoy, the legendary Sam Waterston, retiring from Law & Order. The spinoff show Law & Order SVU celebrates its 25th anniversary next week, debuted March 1999.
Wow.
And on March 14th and 15th, they're temporarily putting up signs and renaming Rockefeller Plaza Olivia Benson Plaza.
Really?
Because it's an NBC show, and you know that's where the TV studios are and everything.
So that's fun.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's really fun.
That's one of those shows been on. I've never seen it. 25 years, never seen it. It's like The Simpsons been on for 40 years. I've seen maybe half an episode, never watched it. Isn't that kind of funny?
Yeah, I have to be honest. I've never watched any of them. None of the spinoffs, the original, nothing. Yeah. Never seen a clip.
Joe, we went by there yesterday or on a Saturday, and all the people lined up for Saturday Night Live out there because we're trying to get to the, it was pouring rain on Saturday, and we mentioned we were at a conference over the weekend. And we get in a, you get in a taxi, and a guy, it just gridlocked traffic. I don't know what was going on Saturday, but it was some of the worst traffic in Midtown that I have ever seen.
Horrible.
And we're in the car for about 40 minutes, and the guy says, I got to throw you out. I'm so sorry. I was like, what do you mean you got to throw us out? He's like, I got to get the car back to the dispatch for the next guy. I have to. I got to go uptown. I don't know what to tell you. So he pulls the car on the side. And we're in traffic. And he goes walking up to other taxis, Ubers that are in the traffic jam and finds us another car. And, of course, he charges us full thing. And we get in the other. Now, the next guy. First of all, I've never been thrown out of a taxi before because the guy had to return his.
No.
Yeah, that was strange.
Well, I think he picked us up not thinking it would take us 40 minutes to go where we weren't going that far. It was just raining. So he picked us up not thinking it would take that long. So he just went past his time.
We had to go from 53rd Street up on Broadway down to Penn Station, which should take, about 15 minutes, maybe, even with a couple of red lights. I mean, it took us over an hour to get there. But anyhow, the guy throws us out of the. Yeah, right. Throws us out of the cab, finds another cab for it. We get in the other guy's cab. This guy, best cab driver I've ever had. He was unbelievable. He was hunched over. He's doing the one-hand spin on the wheel. I mean, he's over curbs or around the guy with selling peanuts on the side of the street. Fantastic.
Almost
I love this guy.
Several people.
I don't know how he did, but he went all the way up to 12th Avenue, back over to 8th. It was fantastic. He was just looping around all the traffic. So we made it within about 10 minutes of getting the train, New Jersey Transit train back home, but... Man, it was a wild ride.
If you If you're up there if you ever run into this again, and you're at 53rd Street and you're going to Penn Station, there are about 11 subway lines to take you right through there.
I know. But it just,
You'd be there in 4 minutes.
I hate getting on the subway with a bag, because we stayed overnight and I had my suitcase with me, and she's got all her stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it'd be easier. I'm like, well, you know what? We walk out of the thing and there's a bunch of cabs. I'm like, we're going to get an Uber. I'm like, just get in the cab and go. And it was an hour and 10 minutes to get 15 blocks.
No idea.
And it must have cost you a fortune, too.
Yeah, $60 with tip for both of them.
That's crazy.
It was stupid.
Crazy.
I mean,
crazy. It cost you $8.
I think for 115, we could have just gotten an Uber back to New Jersey, you know?
Right, so
we got in the Uber last night. It was pretty funny. We got in the Uber last night from what's the name of that bar at Neptune we're always
Kelly's, going
there.
Kelly's.
Kelly's. Yeah, I got instead of brain, you know what, for a second. But we were in Kelly's, and I said, I'm not walking over that bridge back to the train station. There's no way. And Marianne's like, well, why don't you just walk? I said, have you seen that bridge? I'm not walking over that bridge. Mm. I'll be dead before I get up to the top of it. So we go and we get the Uber guy. We get in the car and say, well, we're just going to the train station. I don't want to walk over the bridge. And he starts laughing. He says, where do you live? We told him, and he said, well, I'll just take you there. I'm like, no, we're good. We already got it. No, come on, I'll take it, no problem. I live in Union, I'll bring you up there. And I'm like, no, we're good.
What would that have cost you? Probably $100?
Yeah, we already had the train ticket. So. Yeah. Plus, I wanted to see the girls fall down on the way home, too.
I'm sure you did. Well, there you are. The Good Samaritan.
It was. I tell you what, it was a drunken spectacle. There's no doubt about it. But it was fun, though.
Sorry, we don't have more pictures of that. Make sure you keep it on all day. Could be the boss business of the day. Michelle will select one business listening to the boss at work to win. And we'll get a dessert tray for you from Chocolate Carousel in Wall. And then Van Dusen this afternoon, 5:20, opens a boss ticket window for a 4-pack of passes in to the Basie Center Cinemas in Red Bank to see the movie of your choice. I believe they're showing those Oscar contenders like the Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay.
5:20, right. Your chance to win as we count down to the Oscars. According to a new survey, the average American under the age of 35 say they only understand about 44% of the tax filing process. 29% of new workers say they're very much looking forward to filing for the very first time. And I say, oh boy, what joy you have ahead of you. File taxes for the first time. I agree. I don't know anything about anything, so I don't understand any of it. I never know what you can deduct. I never understand. I always feel lost when I file every year.
Well, if you go to an accountant, you don't really need to know anything.
No, and I'll tell you what, it's like when I go to the casino, I'll play the slots because I feel like that's, you know, because I don't want to play craps or anything like that because I really don't understand it. And I feel the same way about going to the accountant. You put your name on it, you sign it, so that if something's wrong, it's your problem, not mine, you know, because I don't understand it.
I've done my own taxes before on TurboTax.
Yeah, and a lot of people do, but I can't understand it.
It's easy. They walk you through. I mean, they say fill in what it says on 6A, and you just put that number in, and then it does all the calculations for you. Do I know what those numbers mean? No. Most of what I know is I made this amount, and I only took home half of that amount, and I don't know where the rest went, and you still want me to pay you, and that's about all I got when it comes to taxes. So,
I think we're all supposed to keep a little bit more this year. Because some of the tax law that changed over the past couple of years are gradually kicking in throughout the decade. So I believe all of us should be, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get money back, but I think all of us are going to do a little better as far as the standard deduction this year.
Well, that would be nice.
That's my idea. Because years ago, what I used to do is itemize everything, and I would just come up with anything I could. I'm like, well, I bought a hot dog, write it off. And now you can't seem to do any of that anymore. There's very few things you can still write off because of the standard deduction, and that's a big change. But
yeah,
someone ought to tell these kids. It's nothing to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's pretty depressing every single year.
Just have somebody else do it so that if it messes up, they have to take care of it, not you, because you don't want to deal with that. That's too much.
I don't want to tell you what I owed last year, but it was less than I thought. And I was like, oh, boy, this is great. And my lady's like, really? You're happy about that? I'm like, yeah, it's a hell of a lot less than I thought. Not that bad. She's like, okay. Here's a study. Americans say they're able to handle a Zoom meeting for 26 minutes before they zone out and stop paying attention.
That's a long time, really.
I'd say that's a long time.
35% of people say they get screen fatigue and just like to listen on the phone and not actually bring the video up. I do that. I just listen on the phone and I tell them, I don't know, I can't get my camera to work. No one can see what I'm doing. I don't want to see them.
26 minutes seems like a long time. I'm like 5 minutes in, and if we haven't gotten to the point, I'm over it.
That's it, I'm out.
Seriously.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Why do we have to do it on a Zoom? Can't we either A, email?
Yep.
Or B, does it, can't it just be a phone call? Why do we have to look at each other? I don't want to look at you.
I think people get a little Zoom happy because it's like the hip thing to do. You're going to have a meeting on Zoom.
It's not necessary.
This is very important. It's a, I don't know if you know this, very important. It's a Zoom meeting. You know, there's a lot of that.
It's not necessary. Yeah.
There's a lot of things should just be handled with a text or an email, don't you think? We don't need to have a meeting about
it. Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. If this is this, right. I understand people don't want to read paragraph-long emails either. So if you do have something to say, a phone call will suffice. I don't want to put like clothes on. I don't want to have to.
I'm sure. What? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if I'm at home and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the kids aren't here and I'm generally in my pajamas. And,
oh, I see.
You know, I don't want to have to get dressed from the top up for your Zoom calls.
I'm doing this beating boobs out, baby.
It also depends on who's writing the memo, too. Like, you know, if Robbie's writing the memo, I'd rather do the Zoom.
You've done maybe one Zoom in the 3 years we've been working on this show together. Come on.
I don't do any of that.
I don't ask you to do anything.
I don't need to know anything. I just go on, do what I do, and I leave. I don't need to know anything else that's going on.
Why be prepared? You're right. It's perfect sense.
That's what this show is all about.
We're always planning ahead. like right now, I'm not sure what's happening. Yeah.
What are we doing at 7:30? No idea.
That's not true. I have Outlaw Music Festival passes. Dead Guy in the Envelope is next. So how about that? How about those onions? Time for Dead Guy in the Envelope. In my hand, an envelope. Inside, on a scroll of paper, the name of a deceased celebrity from some realm of fandom. Could be a movie star, could be a musician, an athlete. You just never know. Joe and Rochelle will ask him yes or no questions. We'll try and narrow it down, make it easy for you. Then we open up the phone line, 732-774-4444, for you to positive ID the deceased and win tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival. Willie Nelson, still alive. Bob Dylan, still alive. Robert Plant, still alive. And Alison Krauss, PNC Bank Arts Center, June the 30th. Question number one, Rochelle.
Is it a man?
Yes. Joe?
Is it an athlete?
No.
Well, is it an actor?
Yes, it is a male actor. We know that so far.
From the 70s.
Sure, yeah.
Also from the 80s?
Yep.
Is he recently room temperature?
No. No. Okay. Been a few years.
Was he known for television?
Yes.
Did he have a hit, big hit, iconic TV show?
Yes.
Was he also known for movies?
Yes.
Did he win an Oscar?
No. He did. I'll go ahead and give you a bonus, though. He did win an Emmy, but not
everybody
an Oscar.
Wins Emmys. Bill Evans is 20.
Was he married to someone famous?
No.
When he passed away, was he elderly?
I wouldn't say elderly, but he wasn't a young man.
Okay.
Was he known for being funny? Was he a funny guy?
Yes, yes. Definitely known for comedic roles for the most part. Didn't exclusively do comedy, but you're going to think of him as a comedic actor.
I don't know.
Because I'm feeling generous this morning, I'll also mention to you the big hit iconic show, not the star of the show. A star on the show, but not the lead.
Oh.
Phone lines open now, 732-774-4444. Here's what we know. It's a male actor, not married to anyone famous, was already a star in the 70s through the 80s, had a big hit iconic television program, also a movie star, was in some big movies, known primarily for comedic acting, won an Emmy Award for television, not for his biggest hit show, though, by the way, did not ever win an Oscar.
Was the show a show that where he was in a married couple?
Yes. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines here. Good morning. It's a boss, Dead Guy in the Envelope. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Have a guess for us?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a guess for us?
I would say maybe Jim Belushi.
Okay. No, that's not it, but a good guess. Good morning. It's a boss.
How about Carol O'Connor?
No, it's not Carol O'Connor. Another good guess. Remember, Carol O'Connor would have been the lead on All in the Family. And I mentioned that this person, certainly a star in the show, you know, but not the lead.
Was this show still on in the 90s?
Yes. Good morning. It's the boss, Dead Guy in the Envelope. Nope, they decided to hang up. Phone lines open here, 732-774-4444.
Was this show still on in the 2000s?
Yep. On for a long time. Big hit show. Comedic actor, male. Also, Joe asked, did he die when he was elderly? And I said he was older, but he wasn't necessarily elderly. Under the age of 80. I'll go ahead and say that for you. I'm being very generous with the clues here. Comedic actor, movies, TV. Good morning, it's Boss.
Is it Bob Saget?
Not Bob Saget. Back to line two, the Boss.
Hi, is it John Candy?
Nope, not John Candy. I don't think John Candy ever had a TV show, did he? He was all movies, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
Playing for tickets here, by the way, to the Outlaw Music Festival.
Yeah. The show was on the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
No. Nope, didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you said.
Nope.
Okay.
Good morning, it's Boss.
It's Boss.
Good morning, is it Robin Williams?
Not Robin Williams. Another good guess, Mark and Mindy. All right. Good morning, it's Boss.
Good morning.
Hi there. It's not Ed Asner. That's an excellent guess. I like that. I'll say these two, Ed Asner and this gentleman, contemporaries, that's for sure. Like you say, Robin Williams, he was the lead on Mork and Mindy. This person, not the star of the show. He was the supporting actor on this iconic comedy program. In addition to being a movie star, was in many comedy movies and serious movies as well. It's the Boss, Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Morning, Robbie. Ted Knight?
Nope, not Ted Knight. That's a good guess, though. I think this is our friend Snapperoni on line two. Snap, you got a guess for us?
Your friend. Is it John Candy?
No. That was mean of me, wasn't it? Yes. Good morning. It's a Boss, Dead Guy in the Envelope. Nope, we keep losing that one. All right. Good morning. It's a Boss.
How you doing? Is it Matthew Perry?
Nope, not Matthew Perry. Remember, show on in the 90s and 2000s, so that is a good guess.
90s and 2000s. Yep. Okay.
Guy was famous back to the 70s, though. It's the Boss. Hello. Going once, going twice. Good morning. It's a Boss.
Is it Peter Boyle?
It is Peter Boyle.
Oh, nice.
Nice job. That's right. The father from Everybody Loves Raymond, Peter Boyle.
That's
is
right.
Your dead guy in the envelope and a big movie star. Remember, he was in Young Frankenstein, probably.
Yes.
Most famously. And The Candidate with Robert Redford, which is a great movie. So there you go. Peter Boyle.
Nice
your
job.
Dead guy in the envelope. By the way, happy birthday to Miss Patricia Heaton. She is celebrating her 66 today. So there you are.
There you go.
All the Everybody Loves Raymond fans, the dead guy in the envelope was for you. What's your name?
Eileen,
you have tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival, Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. It's a PNC Bank Arts Center June 30th. That should be pretty unbelievable, right?
Cool.
All right, hang in the line. We'll get you on the guest list, okay? Don't hang up. Meanwhile, let's do a little mom confessions. Hashtag mom, M-O-M mom. Confessions. We search that hashtag. We hear from moms and we share them every morning. 720, 920, like this.
Laser Lisa 89 said, apparently my 9-year-old's imaginary friend is a ghost of an 8-year-old girl named Rose who died of the bubonic plague 200 years ago, and I'm sure this is a completely normal developmental stage.
Oh my God. You know what you do, Mom? Pour yourself a Moscato and just relax.
God.
Just don't think about it.
What? That's terrifying. Sarah Marie said, sorry, kids, I missed your childhood. I was busy catching up on all the emails from your school.
They let you know just every detail.
Every detail.
Which is nice, but excessive.
It's, yeah, it's a lot.
Kind of like this program. Nice, but excessive.
Yeah. You know. Miranda Anthony said, I was going through an old keepsake box of mine and found a 4-colored pen.
Yep.
I asked my 6-year-old if she'd like to have the cool pen I used when I was a kid. Her eyes lit up and I gave it to her and she frowned and she said, oh, I thought it was going to be one of those ones with the feathers.
Rochelle's got all her gel pens still in her bag.
Those are awesome.
You've been hanging on to those for 20 plus
Love
years.
Love the gel pens.
Hashtag mom. God, gosh. Every morning, 7:29:20, send one in. You might hear yours right here. What was Peter Boyle's character? It's Frank Barone, right? On Everybody
Right.
Loves Raymond?
Yes.
Did you have it? You didn't have it, did you?
I didn't know. Nope.
I love when we stump Rochelle, too, on your dead guy. Fast Five birthdays coming up.
Hello, and welcome to the lucky month of March, the third month on the Gregorian calendar and famous for St. Patrick's Day. But did you also know that March is March into Literacy Month, American Red Cross Month, Read an E-Book Month, Brain Injury Awareness Month, National Cheerleader Safety Month, Expanding Girls Horizons in Science and Engineering Month, Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month, National Athletic Trainer Month, Berries and Cherries Month, National Caffeine Awareness Month, National Noodle Month, National Craft Month, Deep Vein Thrombosis Awareness Month, Credit Education Month, National On Hold Month, American Diabetes Alert Month, and Irish American Heritage Month? So, this March, read about Clara Barton on your iPad. That is, if you remember, after hitting your head when you were dropped by Becca from the top of a 2.5 pyramid. Then give Becca a Bunsen burner and a guinea pig you saved from a Zumba instructor, hopped up on a berry-flavored 5-hour energy while making a macaroni necklace as you complain about how much your legs hurt, your FICO score, and the fact that you're still waiting on the phone to hear whether or not you have high blood sugar while doing shots of Jameson. You see, it's much more than just St. Patty's Day. Welcome to March.
I want to say congratulations again to Eileen. Come on, Eileen. In Red Bank, she got passes head out to PNC Bank Arts Center this summer for the Outlaw Music Festival. Dylan, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, Alison Krauss, who's got a beautiful voice. And of course, Willie Nelson is the host of the whole thing. What is he? He's got to be, what, about 114 at this point?
Definitely.
Man.
He's 90, I believe.
Is he 90?
Yes. Yep.
I might be older than 90. I mean, he's been around forever. But man. Should be a great show. There's show info, 1071theboss.com, if you'd like to go. And another chance to win tomorrow morning, right about 7:10. All right. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We'll count down momentarily. Stay in touch with us on all the socials, of course. We're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio at 1071theboss. You got a lot of love on my visit to Dr. Lombardi, because usually it's you in the video.
Yeah.
Put me in there.
Mm-hmm.
We can catch up on that. What else we get going on there this week? Rochelle always finds these funny memes to put up, too.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have that. I also actually have another Dr. Lombardi because I went 2 weeks ago and got more Botox, and I was waiting for it to kick in before I finished the video so I could have an end. So that will also go later this week.
So it'll be the final frame.
The final
frame. You're filming the last scenes.
Yes.
I see how it is. On Robbie and Rochelle Radio on all the socials or at 1071theboss.com. Oh, the show is free and on demand anytime. As a podcast, you can get that right through the website on our page or wherever you get yours. Number five, there's a nurse in Australia posted a video about patients she thinks have silly names. I'll bet you your barista does the same thing to you
if you got a
goofy name. Sometimes people get mad at me because I go, that's a dumb name. And they go, well, that's my granddaughter's name. Well, people are going to talk about you whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. This girl's name was spelled C-V-I-I-I-I, C-V-I-I-I-I-L-Y-N. Savilin? Savilin would be my guess.
Spell it one more time?
It's C-V-I-I-I-L-Y-N.
That sounds like a Roman numeral.
That's right. Apparently it is a Roman numeral in the middle of her name. And the nurse just doesn't understand what she's trying to say as she's going through admission and all of that. But here's the video that she posted about this saying, how in the hell do you pronounce this patient's name?
Recently we had a girl come into emergency and the doctor was like, how do you think you pronounce this name? So it was C-V-I-I-I-L-Y-N. And I was like, oh, that's easy. I really feel like that would be pronounced civilian.
That's what I said.
So he goes out into the waiting room and he's like, civilian. Nothing. After a little bit, this girl stands up and he's like, that's me, and I think that you mean Caitlin. So she proceeded to tell everybody, she's pretty unimpressed, that the V-I-I in her name was actually Roman numerals, so that was an 8. So her name was Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin.
K-8-lin.
I see. So the V and the 3 I's is the Roman numeral for 8, so it's Caitlin.
That is stupid.
Would that be the same as like if you were spelling it C-A-8, the number 8?
I guess, yeah. K-8-lin.
It's like a Twitter handle or something,
Why would you name your child that?
It's not your name. That's like a Twitter handle.
It's not. That is stupid.
It's like those people that pop up on those games that kids play online.
I mean, the people at Starbucks can't get Robbie right. You think they're going to get that right? Are you kidding me?
Mark?
Are you kidding?
Like, no, it's Robbie. I don't know how I could see you putting an IE and not a Y.
But.
Number four, TikTok. People obsessed this week with a toddler from Dallas who has a golden girl's hairdo.
Oh my God, I've seen this little girl. Have you seen her?
No, she's got a perm like B. Arthur.
She doesn't have a perm, but her mom uses her airwave blow dryer to blow out her hair into like the old lady hairstyle. And then she dresses her up in old lady clothes with pearls and gives her this little purse. And she's the cutest little thing.
My baby looks like Rue McClanahan.
She really does. She's adorable. She's so cute.
You know what's so funny is the women were all like 57 when they did that show.
I know.
And we all think of them being like 90, you know, Willie Nelson's age. But they're all 50, 60 years old. It's so funny how 40 years ago, how people 57 look so different than they do now. But I mean, maybe this is a thing, because remember Miley Cyrus at that last award show had the big poofy
80s hair? It's the style, I guess, now, but I don't know that I'm feeling it. Maybe I'll post this video online, but look at how cute she is.
There she is.
Isn't she cute?
It's funny, on a kid, everything looks cute, but she does. She looks like Rue Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah, she's putting on white diamonds in the video.
This is the little video.
Just kind of tease the heck out of it. Looking like an old lady. She turned into a little mini Betty White.
Maybe I should have done my own hair. I've been doing it for years. That's why it looks like something you buy on a stick at halftime.
You better be careful using those clips in her videos there. I feel like the Golden Girls people might sue her.
She'll be all right.
She's getting famous using their clips.
I got to post it, though. She's just, this little girl's the cutest little thing.
Don't you think it's kind of exploiting your kid a little bit to make these videos and prop them up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Well, there are some people that don't even want to have pictures of their kids out there, you know?
I mean, if her kid didn't want to be on the video, she'd make a big fuss and start screaming and not be on the video. She likes it. She likes the attention.
I don't know. Because she gets older, and then those videos are there forever. It's like the kid that was in the Nirvana album cover with his wiener out. Now he's suing about it, you know?
Sue your parents. Don't sue the album. I mean, don't sue TikTok.
It's not Nirvana's fault.
Right, it's your parents' fault. They're the ones who threw you in the pool naked. Someone took a picture. I mean,
don't sue Dave Grohl. Sue your mom, kid.
Right.
I see your logic. bonus story for you. Well, this is a nice story. There's a World War II veteran out of Pennsylvania, and I always like to mention these things because my heart just gets filled with these guys that are still with us that literally saved the world, all right? He was from Pennsylvania, celebrated with a flag line for his birthday. He turned 103 over the weekend. Here he is, Navy Lieutenant Ralph Perkner, talking about how much his daughters and his community means to him on the event of his 103rd birthday. Served in World War II.
My daughters, it's the ladies that make me stronger. It's overwhelming.
Oh.
Yeah. And surprising. And many other guys deserve it too.
Isn't that nice? How humble.
I love that.
Just amazing. 103 years old. He's seen it all. He's done it all. Maybe he'll sue Nirvana. You just
still got time.
One thing left to do. Number three, Tom Brady. Thought he would test himself, posted this video. He attempts, he's 46 now, to do a 40-yard dash, and he wants to be faster than he was when he was 22. Now, I'm going to give you a spoiler here. He did 5.28 when he was 22. He didn't quite beat his record from that age, but still pretty impressive. Here's the video. Tom Brady.
24 years ago, I ran a 5.28 40-yard dash. If we have some extra time, maybe we give the 40 one more shot. Let's see if we can level up. Let's go.
And there goes Tom. He did 5.12, so he almost matched his record at age 46 from when he was 22. I'm making a prediction. He's in the NFL this fall. I think he misses it. I think he wants it.
He's going to break a hip.
I think he wants to play one more year.
No.
He's too visible. I'm telling you, I think Tom is coming. He's going to pull a Michael Jordan. He's come back for a surprise bonus season. I'm telling you.
No.
I got an inkling. I got a feeling that it's happening. I'm not saying it's a good idea. You're right. He could break. He's 46, but I get a feeling that he wants back in.
No, just because he's fast still doesn't mean that he needs to get back in the NFL. It's too dangerous for him at this point.
You want to make a little bet here that I'm right that he's going
to
come back?
I will make a bet with you. He is not coming back to the NFL.
Wouldn't it be something if they end up just bagging Aaron Rodgers and he comes to the Jets?
I don't think that's going to happen either.
I don't think so.
They owe him too much money.
I just have an inkling that he is dying to get back into football, so... I could be wrong.
Isn't
I usually am.
Is he a
am.
Commentator now? Isn't that what he's doing?
I think he signed a deal with Fox, yeah, but I just feel like, you know, when Michael Jordan came back, same thing. It was like, no, why would he? He'd tarnish his, but he did, you know, so I got to feel it.
But basketball and football are just
totally different.
They're just different beasts of games. I mean,
I'm
you can still get hurt in basketball, but it's not like, you know, somebody flying into you going that fast at 46 years old after playing for 20 years. I mean, it just... Your body can't withstand that.
I'm not disagreeing with you. And if Tom Brady were my close personal friend, I would tell him, Tom, you're a legend. You got nothing to prove to anybody. You got all the money. You're on TV now. Don't worry about it. You're a legend. You're an icon. But I got a feeling that he misses it. He feels like he can still do it. He wants back in. I got a feeling.
Where did this come from?
Conversations are happening.
Because he can run.
He can run. And you see him. He's everywhere. And I just got a feeling.
So this is Robbie.
Yeah.
This is just you. You didn't hear this from anybody.
No, I didn't see it
online or anything.
No, no one is speculating. I mean, I'm sure there are commentators out there somewhere that would agree with me. There must be somebody that sees what I'm seeing.
Probably, yeah.
Somebody but, somewhere. You
know, I'm just
somewhere. Possibly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Some guy in Des Moines. Yeah.
How old is he? You said 46?
46 this year.
Okay, no. So
there is no way on God's green earth that Tom Brady is coming back to football.
There's only been two players over the age of 45 to ever play in the NFL.
George Blanda.
Who's yep, in 1927 he was born. Oh. He played in 75. And then Morton Anderson in 2000.
Oh, geez. Morton Anderson.
He was 47. That's it. Those are the only two players at the age of 45 to ever play.
Also, George Blanda was mainly a kicker.
I don't know why you guys are arguing with me. I agree with you that it would be ridiculous, but I just feel, having watched the guy for 20-something years, that he misses it and he wants back in, and maybe there's a little cockiness that he thinks he can still do it. Because otherwise, why is he posting videos trying to prove something that he's as good as he was when he was in college?
Because he's just trying to prove it.
I don't think he's... Well, I hope you're right, because I agree he could break a hip, but he should just be at home watching the Golden Girls. But.
Yeah. Gonna break a hippie.
Number two, you know, I love The Rock. Well, The Rock goes to show you just how smart he is. He's got a couple of trademarks. He owns the trademark to The Rock.
Yes.
So no one else can go out there and be The Rock. Can't be Robbie The Rock Bridges. Can't do that. He owns the trademark. He also has a trademark on Jabroni.
Really?
So Joe Does and I say really? That all the time. I guess we need to pay the candy
no,
ass.
No, we say Jaboni, not Draboni. They're two different things.
Jabroni. I say Jabroni. You say Jaboni?
Jaboni, yeah.
Jaboni?
Like the Zamboni? I said Jabroni.
Like the Zamboni.
Yeah, candy ass. He's got that.
Candy ass.
Yeah, if you say
how can you? I didn't think you could do that.
He's got a trademark on candy. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? That one makes sense.
That's fair.
And the people's champion. No one else can be the people's champion but The Rock. He's got that trademark.
Why candy ass?
I don't know. Rochelle wants to sue him to get back the rights to candy ass.
Just what is that? Uh-oh. I mean, what? Why does he have, what is that? I don't even know what
that is. That's his thing. It's not yours.
Okay.
You want to call someone a candy ass, you're going to pay The Rock.
All right.
Don't be a candy ass and not pay up.
All right.
Bonus story for you. Oprah leaving Weight Watchers Board of Directors.
Oh, really?
And she was a spokesperson, right, at one
point? She just lost a bunch of weight, though.
She's disclosing the use of weight loss drugs in addition to the Weight Watchers food. So instead, she's donating her stock to the National Museum of African American History and Culture as a gesture that... She's not trying to defraud the public by saying it's just Weight Watchers.
Oh, well, she that I lost weight. The public, but be that.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. Weight Watchers is really just about eating right. So, I mean, I don't know that she's defrauding anybody, even if she did use weight loss
medication. But the implication is if you pay for their food and their plan that you lose the weight. And she's saying, sure, that helped, but I also got the Ozempic.
The Ozempic code.
Yeah, and I got a personal trainer and a nutritionist on top of it.
Well,
so.
She always
and
had
a cook.
That.
And a cook.
But she always had that, too, even years ago when she was doing Weight Watchers. I mean, nobody's going to lose the weight like Oprah because you're not Oprah.
No.
So, I mean, I understand, and I think she did a good thing by doing that and being honest about it, but you were never going to lose it like she was because she has a cook and a nutritionist and someone is going to get her out of bed and tell her to go work out.
And don't forget she's got Stedman there giving her a workout, too.
And she's got Stedman.
Yum, 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 yum.
Gross.
I feel like she wouldn't keep him around if he wasn't a racehorse. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, now.
She got him on the payroll for
ew.
A reason.
Ew.
Number one, speaking of ew.
Ew.
Speaking of ew, listen to this. Elizabeth Hurley. Has a new movie coming out,
She's
Strictly
so
Confidential. Yep. It has a girl-on-girl
shocker
scene. The movie was written and directed by her 21-year-old son. Elizabeth has recently also come under some scrutiny because she posts scantily clad bathing suit pictures with her daughter. Both of them are barely covered up in these Instagram pictures.
I've always thought she was trashy.
There's
just
something.
Personally. I mean, listen, I get it. You're almost 60 and you still look great in a bikini. Good for you.
I understand. But having your 21-year-old son direct you and another woman when you're scantily clad,
yeah.
I mean, that's strange.
I've never been a fan.
I don't understand what's going on there.
Never been a fan. Joe has no comment.
I was going to say, notice how Kermit and Joe silence. Like, when's this movie come out, by the way? just curious, you know, for investigative purposes only.
How old is she?
She's 62, maybe?
No, I think she's like 58. And she's got a good body. There's no...
That's not the part we're talking about.
No denying that. But like, it's every single thing that she posts, she's in a bathing suit. Every single post. I'm like, is that all you do is walk around in a bathing... I mean, good for you, but like... It's just kind of trashy. And now this with her daughter and her son. Like, why are you doing that?
It'd be one thing if you think it's trashy that she's always in a bathing suit at her age. But what's trashier is
that
her 21-year-old son is directing this scene with another woman. That's weird.
I don't know.
The kid's only 21 years old.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mess up his brain or something.
I mean, he's probably already messed up. He's been seeing his mom flaunting in thongs in a, you know, barely naked her whole, his whole life. He's like, I don't know. I just seen her walk around naked all the time. I figured this was normal. No.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
he's doing it already. He's doing that. He's already got problems.
I mean, right.
You know, he's got problems.
Yeah.
World famous celebrity birthday foul Monday. No one cares. No one cares. No one cares. Chaz Bono. There's a famous person. Chairs.
Oh, there you go.
Chairs person. 55.
Okay.
Jason Newsted from Metallica, 61. Steven Weber, remember him? He was Brian on Wings.
Oh, yeah.
He's on Chicago Med. He's 63 today. We mentioned Patricia Heaton, played Raymond's wife on Everybody Loves Raymond, 66. Catherine O'Hara from Schnitz Creek, 70 today. She's very funny. And Paula Prentice from The Stepford Wives, 86 today. Today is National Grammar Day, National Sons Day, National Pound Cake Day. Oh, boy. National Pound Cake Day. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds delish.
A little cake to dunk in your coffee sounds pretty good. So, happy National Pound Cake Day.
Yum.
Used to toast that, put vanilla ice cream on it.
Strawberries. Oh, wow.
I knew we'd keep you around for a reason.
That sounds delish.
That's a good idea right there. Thank you, Joe.
In the summer, a little whipped cream on top of it.
Strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah, kind of a faux strawberry shortcake. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Couple of quick on this day of history. 30 years ago today, John Candy dies at age 43.
Oh,
I remember seeing that come in over the...
30 years ago?
I remember being in the studio the day that came over the AP wire. You're like, John Candy can't be.
Yeah, he was so young.
50 years ago today, the first issue of People magazine hit the newsstands, and there was Mia Farrow on the cover promoting the movie The Great Gatsby.
Oh, wow.
There you are. Boy, that Caitlin Clark is unbelievable. I'm not surprised the WNBA scooped her up quick.
Yeah,
That's a big payday coming her way.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, who's in a hurry to get to Trenton, you know what I mean? Back to the Norcast Weather Center. Nick, boy, that rain was brutal on Saturday afternoon. It was, talk about pouring buckets, huh?
Yeah, that's the first of many to come, unfortunately. You know, we've been talking about this idea of an active March, and we're talking like three or four more coastal storms, very similar to that, over the next 10 to 12 days. So by the weekend, we're likely going to be ending up with 3, 4, 5 inches of rain on top of what we've already had. But the good news is, and I saw one of the comments on the potential for rain on the St. Paddy's Day parade, which I didn't understand. It turned out great. You know, yesterday was beautiful. It was just a spectacular day in Belmar and pretty much everywhere else. Unfortunately, we're not going to carry that over into today. We've got cloudy skies back. You might see some pops of sun here and there, but overall, the gray skies are going to be winning out. We're still mild, 50s along the beaches. We'll go near 60 or so back towards Trenton. So if you're on your train stuck there for 20 minutes, at least you'll be able to say it's warm.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going to stay low to mid 50s pretty much all week, but we got rain coming into tonight. Tomorrow's going to be wet, at least for the first part of the day. We get a little bit of a break before more rain comes in on Wednesday, then the next one after that's on Saturday. So break those umbrellas out. You're definitely going to need them this week.
We were sitting on Saturday having a cup of coffee before we got on the train, and Rochelle goes, well, you know, April showers. I said, it's March.
It's March.
Oh, yeah. It isn't even the April showers yet. So.
No, nowhere near it.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
And all brought to you by our friend Dr. Anthony Lombardi, his new health and wellness center, Lips and IVs. They're in Marlboro. Boy, there's another.
Visiting him tomorrow, apparently.
Oh, are you?
Are.
It's tomorrow of the day?
Yes.
Good.
Tomorrow's the day.
Yep. Marianne is going in there too. Also a clinic. See,
didn't tell me. I thought we were going to go have lunch. Dang it.
People ask us sometimes.
No, she can't do lunch. She's working. She can't work. She's, you know.
Okay.
She's not going till six o'clock.
Either way, I meant drinks, Joe.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, she's not going until I think six something tomorrow night.
Okay.
People ask us, do you really go in there? And the answer is yes. And now Mrs. Nolan also. So
I'm driving her down there.
Really is true. Where are you at the, you're in Eatontown? You at the Palace? Or you're going over the Lips and IVs? You don't know?
I have no idea.
All right.
I think I told her to go to Lips and IVs because they are open late on Tuesdays.
Marlboro. Okay, yes. Good.
I didn't get I haven't got my instructions yet.
It's like Mission Impossible, Joe's mission.
Yeah, right.
He has no choice.
It's fairly close to our house, so if you need some support, I will also come and say hi.
That would be very nice of you to do just that. She would appreciate that.
Okay, I can do that. I have no problem. I love going in.
A little nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about. It takes 5 minutes. It doesn't hurt at all.
Be in and out.
Be fine.
This is an icky story. We've had a couple icky stories here. This is pretty icky. It's in the Post this morning. There's a woman. They profile. The name is Allison Tennyson. She's 34, and she says she has excruciating and uncomfortable sexual experiences because she is allergic to both latex
and
to certain liquids produced by the male body.
Huh. Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
She says when she's had such liquid produced by a male on her skin, it causes an instant rash. So now she's given up on having sex. It's become a huge struggle. She has no intimacy.
Does it say whether she's had that with more than one partner? Because I wonder if somebody, if it was just a certain person.
34 years old since she was diagnosed at 24.
It's a
real syndrome called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Has to do with your tissues, and it's listed by the Mayo Clinic as an official syndrome that that a very small percentage of Americans have. So, God, I was thinking this morning.
Thank God for that.
Wow.
thank God for that.
That's, wow.
Do you have something strange, unusual that you're allergic to? So, like, I think I do as well. I'm allergic to peanuts, and I know that's common. And then I'm allergic to walnuts. And I'm allergic to hazelnuts, but then the rest of the nuts I can eat. And that, from what I understand, is very unusual. Usually, if you're allergic to nuts, you're allergic to all tree nuts, but not
me. Right.
So what about, do you have a strange allergy of some kind?
I'm allergic to the cold, which I say that and people laugh, but I'm actually allergic to the cold. I've been diagnosed with it. If I get too cold, whether it's outside or I drink something really cold, my taste buds explode almost and the top of my mouth gets really raw. And if I go into the water that's really cold, I start breaking out in hives. Or if it's snowing, my skin swells up and I get really red and itchy. And it's really, really, really horrible. Like, I was going to do Cool Sculpting with Dr. Lombardi.
Yeah.
And he actually advised against me doing it because he's like, listen, I don't want to, this is not the right treatment for you because this is something that could really affect your skin if you have that issue. So it's a real thing and it's extremely painful.
Thank God you don't have that other problem. That'd be bad.
We'll
get you warm and you're ready to go.
Stop it. All right, enough.
What about you? You got anything weird that you're allergic to?
No, I'm not allergic to anything.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, aren't you a super specimen?
As far as I know, I'm not allergic to anything. Yeah. No.
Wow.
I can eat peanuts by the bushel. I have. You can, all that stuff. I'm not allergic to anything. Shellfish.
Yeah.
I don't like oysters, which I'm being told is like weird, but. I don't like oysters, but I like clams. I'll eat clams until, I turn into one.
Sure.
We found out Grayson was allergic to shellfish because I was cleaning some shrimp and he was just near the bowl.
Yeah.
And he, just being near the bowl, he started breaking out in hives. And I mean, he would never, ever try a shrimp ever anyway. But just being anywhere near it, it was horrible. And I don't think that's a weird allergy, but I thought it was weird the way we found out.
I think people can grow out of those things sometimes, and he may very well, but I bet he'd be afraid of it forever. It's going to take him a long time to ever try a shrimp.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. Even when we go to the aquarium, if the sign says shellfish, he's like, I can't see that exhibit. I'm like, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. Yeah. Calm down.
Come on.
By the way, I'm looking at this woman in the New York Post, and I find it hard to believe she's had any takers anyway. So.
Oh, that's not nice. Gee, that's not nice.
No, there's always some schlump.
Yeah. All right. Let's
Listen,
go.
Stop it.
All right.
Stop
I've
it.
Never met a man that if a naked woman, I don't care what they look like, walk into the room, they're not interested. So shut up.
Well, I've got some dignity.
No, you don't. What? I've seen your exes.
Now that's just an unnecessary shot.
It was
okay?
necessary.
That was just dropping a bomb for no reason. Okay. You got a strange allergy? 732-774-4444. Let's hear from you. There it is. Your Nolan said, he said, and
she said.
Monday for crying out loud. I got a driveway across town. I've been searching for a shortcut, faster way to get to work. But I'm stuck on the freeway with these exhaust pipe smells, surrounded by the honking sounds. In my car's where I'll be found when Monday comes around. When Monday comes around.
Minutes away from the world premiere of Mr. Movie Voice Guy Red Pepper's Word of the Day. You want to hear what it is, because if you can repeat it back to us tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, you'll win a little goodie here from your friends at Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. A little tote bag, a little coffee tumbler for you, maybe.
Yeah.
So red peppers first, word of the day coming up about 10 minutes or so. Meanwhile, our he said,
she said,
just underway, do you have a strange allergy, strange story in the Post this morning about a woman allergic to latex? I guess that's not that strange, but also to the male liquids. So it got us wondering, you got a strange allergy yourself? 732-774-4444.
Kelly said, I'm allergic to chlorine. I can't drink tap water, use ice, or take a shower. Only distilled water for bathing makes it tough to travel.
Interesting. So I mean, she's like pouring Evian into the tub to take a bath?
Yes. Yeah. Wow, that's really interesting. Evan said, Band-Aids, but not the plastic kind, the fabric kind. I break out in hives and it sucks.
Yeah, I wonder if they put a different kind of goo there to get it to stick when you get the cloth bandage like that.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Because they do have kind of a different feel to them.
It does. Yeah, you get the little, they always end up making your skin black around it for whatever reason, the little sticky stuff.
You know, I say this sometimes, especially when it comes to medical related items that... You know, we all laugh about how in 1800 they used to give leeches and bleed a guy out or whatever.
Yep.
And I understand, yes, in some extreme cases they still use those sort of things. But you know what I mean? Like we just, he's a doctor. He must know what he's doing. I feel like 100 years from now they're going to be like, yes, we never should have used those kind of bandages. Wish we had that technology back in 2024, you know? I feel like that may be one of those.
It could be. Joanna said, sodium sulfite, it's a thing that's in most toothpaste and it causes my gums to swell.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez. 9855 said, after suffering for almost a year, I discovered I'm allergic to polyester. Actually, the chemicals that make it up, you know, the stuff that covers roughly half the world, almost going broke trying to avoid it, ripped out all the carpet in my house, had to buy new clothes, new furniture, rubber mats for my cars.
Wow.
Oh.
I was just laughing because I think we all should be allergic to bell bottoms, but but it's true. Polyester is still in all kinds of things.
I
mean,
I think this chair is probably made of polyester. There's polyester in your car if you have cloth seats. I mean,
I just think
tough.
Of those disco kind of clothes, but I guess that is true. Yeah. Give me one more.
4815 said, I'm allergic to my ex-wife.
Line two.
I have a weird allergy.
What is it?
Bananas.
Oh,
bananas.
Really?
That is a little unusual. Now, does that bum you out? Have you had a banana? Did you like it when you tried it?
Yeah, I had them for years, and when I was around 21, I developed the allergy.
Wow, that's interesting.
But the funny thing is, I went to a bachelorette party and got chosen to come up on stage for a demonstration.
Uh-oh.
And it involved a banana. And I wasn't able to perform.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
My friends still love to tell that story.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Wow. See, you get what she's saying is it was a bachelorette party.
No, I got it.
And the banana kind of looks like.
Yeah.
And they wanted her to put it all down her throat.
Yeah, and she couldn't.
Yeah.
Because she's allergic to it.
That's what it was. Not that she's a prude. Don't get the wrong impression. She'll do it.
She'll do it.
But just not with a banana.
Yeah.
732-774-4444. Sometimes we do some things and I'm like, that was probably trashy and unnecessary. But then I hear our people that listen to this program and I realize that we're just as filthy as
they are. That's right. That's right.
And it makes me proud. You can call us or text us or Facebook us and we'll get a couple more next. Your strange allergy, he said.
She said.
They really should have asked Joseph here about this. Asbury Park Press has got an interesting article this morning about projects Monmouth Ocean County that'll happen throughout the rest of the decade. And they outline the different projects that have been slated by the Department of Transportation, including the multi-year $185 million oceanic bridge replacement. Mm. You've heard about that, Rumson and Middletown. They're spending $6 million on Route 35 doing rail replacement in Ocean Township, Eatontown, Shrewsbury. And they just detail through a number of roads in the different phases. Your Route 9 and Toms River and Lakewood is due for an upgrade. Route 66.
Well, they're doing that now.
Right. And so I'm saying
they're in the middle of the day. They're doing it now,
Expect to be completed in 2025. Route 66 in Neptune, so that's not too far here from Boss Headquarters. Route 71, Seagirt Avenue to Route 35. They got another one on Route 9 in Howell. And it goes on and on. But it's interesting. They detail how long each of these expected. What do you think is the average? How long? They say it's going to take 2 years. What do you think the average is? What is it, overrun?
Depends. Oh, you mean for all of them to get done?
Well, I'm just saying in general, if they tell you a project's going to go for 2 years, and your experience hearing about these things, they always go an extra 2 or 3 years, right?
I don't know about years, but certainly months. I mean, if it says 2 years, it's going to be at least 2.5.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right.
Probably, you know, could run into 3, but you know, I mean, it depends on what it is. You know, if they're just replacing guardrail, that shouldn't be that big of a deal. But if they're redoing the whole roadway, you know, that's another whole, or adding a lane or something like that. I mean, that takes a long time usually.
Looking at this here, does this affect the one near us here on Route 66. Because, of course, I'm only really interested in anything that might affect
you don't care about anybody else except for
that's
going
to
affect you.
Happen to me. Right. I mean, I think at our time of the morning, we'll probably be okay.
No, that's a lot of times when they do it, especially in the summer.
No, it's over by Jumping Brook, so I think that's far enough away that we'd be okay. It shouldn't bother me. Good. If it does affect you, well, that's not my problem.
Very nice.
Boy, I tell you what. Yeah, nice and warm morning, host.
Why is everybody so desperate now to leave Florida after the big migration down there? According to a new article this morning in Zillow, Florida, because it's always Florida. Has the highest number of motivated sellers in America property listings right now.
Really?
Say it's because they have the highest number of people doing vacation rentals and half-year rentals and that sort of thing.
Okay.
California was the second with the most motivated sellers. New York, number 3. New Jersey at number 16.
Hmm.
Yeah, but Florida, number 1 in the entire country. So this is a good time if you're thinking of still moving down there. It's slowed down a little bit. So a lot of people rushed down, made a purchase. I guess now they're selling them back off or trying to flip them as vacation homes. Now's the time to go to Florida if you were dreaming about it during COVID and you didn't do it. You know,
I know my mom, who lives in Florida and does real estate, said that she moved there 5 years ago and her house is worth triple what it was when she bought it. So I'm sure for a seller, it is worth it. But she also said that the inspections have gotten really difficult in Florida because so many people have been moving, that the inspectors are just really being tough on what they're doing to make sure that the people aren't just coming and trying to flip homes.
Yeah.
So you got to do it right. So it can be a little bit of a hassle. So
I hope you guys are staying warm. I see it's 80 degrees there. It's 104 here. Yeah,
another thing that hurts Florida, too, is that the hurricane insurance has become almost prohibitive.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has because of all the hurricanes that they've gotten lately, particularly on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got killed in a couple of them. And, you know, it's not, I mean, you can get it. It's just a lot more expensive than it used to
be. Yeah. Yep.
I had a job offer years ago to go to Mobile, Alabama, and they said it, and I was like, I'm not going to Mobile, Alabama. I can't live in Alabama. But I'll tell you what, I kind of regret it in a way because I feel like, I mean, it's basically Florida, right? Only it's much cheaper because you're right there in the Gulf. Mm-hmm. They got beautiful beaches. Mobile apparently is a hip little city. They got like a beer scene going on there. I could have owned a nice big piece of property with a straw hat and a little tractor going.
No. How many years ago was this?
I don't know, maybe 2014, something like that, 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
That would have been great. I could have gone down there and I'd be ruling Alabama.
Why are you going to wear a straw hat?
I don't know. I would have gotten into the whole hillbilly lifestyle. It would have been great. Could have gone down there and had a big thing right by the beach. It'd be like that beachfront bargain hunt. I should have taken it.
Well, first of all, Mobile, Alabama is not the backwoods. Mobile, Alabama is a big city.
It's the whole state's backwoods, but I should have gone there. Should have gone there because it's cheaper than Florida by a mile, you know, but it's not that far away either. Yeah. But I think they got Publix in Alabama, too. So
let's find that out.
Big hero
That's
sandwich.
A plus.
Yeah.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
All presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new health and wellness center. That's Lips and IVs in Marlboro. Call and make your appointment today. Follow him on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram and all the socials, too. You know, we're in there once a week. And we post videos of our experience, so make your appointment today, lipsandivs.com, as well. Talking about strange allergies today, there's a story in the Post this morning about a woman with a strange allergy that has ruined her sex life and her intimacy.
Sad.
Can't happen.
Very sad for her.
It was the banana that was the problem for the other
banana.
Lady. It was the banana.
Banana.
It's not like, you know, not an intimacy problem. She'd be fine with that. Bring them, line them up. She'll be good.
Yeah.
It was the banana that was the problem. Got a strange allergy. 732-774-4444 to call or text or Facebook.
Craig said, as an adult, I developed an allergy to fresh apples that I didn't have as a kid. However, I can still eat cooked apples in pie and stuff. Mm. It's frustrating.
Can I give a little sidebar? And I know you and I have talked about this. There are some things that I thought I was allergic to, like pumpkin, for example. And I think it's that my mother didn't like preparing it for whatever reason.
Correct.
And just told me I was allergic. And I went my whole life believing until I finally got the courage at, you know, 33 years old to try a piece of pumpkin pie and went, this is delicious and I'm fine.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there are other parents.
You can grow out of allergies.
I know.
That is true.
But I wonder if there are other parents, grandparents that did this to their kid that went, you're allergic to candy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you believed it like a dummy until you were old enough to question their infinite wisdom as your parental figure, you know?
I wish my parents would have told me I'm allergic to carbs. I mean, that would have been really helpful.
Yeah.
Really, really helpful.
Yeah.
Scott said he's allergic to coffee.
Well,
that's
a bummer.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Kim said, I'm allergic to the sulfates in wine. I break out with a horrible rash every time I even have a sip of it.
Let me give you a little advice on, so is Rochelle, and she just drinks it anyway.
Yeah,
drink it anyway, baby.
I do. Every time I have wine, I break out in crazy hives. But you know what? You drink enough wine, you don't feel them. You're fine.
I think I'm allergic to hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, you get a stomach ache.
I used to be. I'm fine, and there are things that are prepared with eggs that I have no problem with. But when it comes to just making the eggs with scrambled, sunny side, hard-boiled, whatever it is, I tend to have issues, and I never did before. And you know what I do? I just eat them anyway. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It's not like a deathly, you know.
You know what I'm not doing? I'm not giving up eggs. I don't care.
I ain't giving up wine, so it's okay.
Just suffer. That's what life's all about. Builds character.
3400 said blue food coloring. Every time I eat something with blue food coloring, I start barfing and pooping a lot, and the product comes out of both sides is always blue. Thank you for that description.
It's like you're an incontinent Smurf.
And Caroline said, this is crazy.
Is this the one you didn't want to say aloud?
No, I didn't want to talk about blue pooping. Oh. That was gross. But Caroline said, I'm not joking. I'm literally allergic to the day of August 18th.
How is anything?
Ever since I was 13, I've broken out in hives, and I have had my face swell up on the 18th of August every single year. It's not pollen because it's happened in Jersey, California, D.C., Virginia, South Carolina, and while on a cruise ship. Hmm. It can't be a food reaction because I'll have the food the next day and everything's fine. This has baffled my doctor.
Well, see, it's psychological. I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, it's psychological.
I mean, something happened to you that day.
Yeah, and you get anxiety, and it's so bad that you break out.
Yeah.
Because stress is a miserable thing. So
That is crazy that even as an adult, something that's happened to you since you were 13, it's still happening.
Yeah.
But
you know what you should do is try deep throating a banana. That'd probably make you feel a lot better. Our other caller said, you know, great for her. So give it a shot. 732-774-4444 might relax you a little bit. You never know. Or not, but it's worth a try.
Oh, God.
Call us, text us, or Facebook. I guess the calls, well, we're done with the calls because we got to move on here, but you can go ahead and text us or Facebook us even after the program is done. What is your strange allergy? All right, you ready for the first time ever?
I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Do I really have to do this?
Yes.
Are you paying me? You're not even paying me nothing, are you? Okay, let's do this. I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Bum fuzzle. Bum fuzzle.
There it is, your first Mr. Movie Voice Red Pepper word of the day, bumfuzzle.
Bumfuzzle.
Write it down tomorrow morning at 8:20.
Don't forget it.
We'll have a new word, and if you can remember bumfuzzle.
You have to say it like Red Pepper.
I have to say it like, can we play the Kermit, play the thing back of him?
Bumfuzzle.
There it is, bumfuzzle. We'll have a nice Robbie and Rochelle in the morning tote bag or a coffee thermos for you, depending on what we got laid around here.
Yes.
So tomorrow morning. Your Red Pepper word of the day.
Can you feel the heat? One night only. Los Alamos, New Mexico. Hanson. Boppenheimer. 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 Sure, they're a little older and their voices have changed, but that won't stop their fans from going nuclear. Boppenheimer. Boppenheimer. With the Gap Band. And Imagine Dragons. Boppenheimer. Because somebody had to do it. Yeah.
Break any records yesterday, getting into the low 70s in some spots?
There were some out towards your favorite spot, Trenton. yeah. I think the record there goes back to 1962. There were like two or three across the state, but nothing significant. I'm looking forward to extended springtime weather, but I want to backtrack a minute. Did I hear Hunter correctly when he said you could call 1-800-POTHOLE and report potholes?
I think that's what he said, yeah.
I got to clear my afternoon schedule. I mean, this is amazing. I'm going to be on the phone all day.
It is 1-800-POTHOLE.
Yeah, that's
yes,
it.
That
yep.
is the hotline.
You know, in New Jersey, that could fill up quite quickly.
Operator standing by to take your call.
Yes, thank
One
you.
One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy. Yes, please. Next call.
I'm going to need like a dedicated line or something. All right, so yeah, look, it's going to stay on the more mild side. Today is kind of cloudy and dull and boring. We got no rain on the way for today, though. Tonight, that's going to change up. As early as 10 o'clock, we could be looking at some scattered showers. Now, this isn't going to be an exact repeat of where we were on Saturday. We picked up 1.5 inches, in some cases 2 inches of rain. We could pick up 3/4 inch of rain out of this. And most of it's going to fall overnight into tomorrow morning. Probably by 9 o'clock or so, we're going to be looking at the most organized stuff getting out of here. But late morning, early afternoon, there's still probably going to be another round of rain coming our way. It's just going to stay just miserable tomorrow. Misty, drizzly, that kind of stuff. Temperatures in the 50s. And then we got another rainmaker on Wednesday night into Thursday, and then another one on Saturday. So, you know, we're lucky that the Belmar Parade was fine. But unfortunately, next weekend, Saturday, is kind of iffy. I know the big parade down in Atlantic City. So we'll watch that closely.
Ocean County Parade as well. So,
yeah.
Joe's toupee could just, you know, melt right off with enough rain. Let me ask you this. Let me put you on the spot and ask you this. Do we have enough days under 32 degrees that you shouldn't start planting those petunias? Because I'm thinking you put them in there, you get all this rain, they grow for you real fast. But it's probably too cold overnight to plant this early.
Yeah,
right?
You know, I that's the subject of my article today that I'm actually writing
well,
on.
Look
so
at that.
It's like we're on the same wavelength here. A general rule of thumb, you want to wait until Mother's Day. Hardy stuff can be planted now, but it's really going to be late April, early May that you can really look at it. I made the mistake. I went against my own advice during COVID, and we planted our first garden in March. And every damn night we're out there, like covering everything with plastic and cotton. It was horrible.
Oh. Now, wait till you get a bunny in your backyard eating all your tomatoes. Just do the same
thing.
We
had that too, yes. I'll never do that again.
Put the chain link over your plants. Thanks, Nick. Dr. Anthony Lombardi sponsors your He Said, She Said every day, and he's got a brand new health and wellness center in Marlboro. That's Lips and IVs. You've known him as the top injectionist. He does the Botox and the fillers. Of course, he's the best in the business, best there is in New Jersey for 20-plus years now. But this is something new, the new health and wellness center, Lips and IVs. Like me, I'm on the semiglutides now. Mm-hmm. It's a health and wellness plan for me, nutrition plan, trying to lose some pounds when you get serious weight to lose like I do. I went to Dr. Lombardi, too. Now, Rochelle, doing the Botox, doing the Alma Ted treatments for her hair.
Yes, I have one more treatment left. Yeah. I'm so excited. I can already see a huge change in my hair. I can see a change in the texture. I've got less shedding. I can already see much more hair growth. I've done the IV therapy, which, knock on wood, I feel like has kept me healthy throughout this entire nasty season.
A lot of bugs going around, yeah.
Yeah, I have not gotten sick once, and that's I'm absolutely crediting that to the IV therapy. My Botox, I can never speak highly enough about it. It gives me so much more confidence. It's not just about the wrinkles in my face. It's about what it does to me emotionally and how it physically makes me feel.
Yeah.
And it's something that does bother me, but it's such an easy, quick fix. Doesn't hurt. It's long lasting, but it's not permanent. So it's just a great alternative to doing something surgical or more invasive. It's much less invasive, a non-surgical alternative.
My last weigh-in on Thursday, I was down 12.4
that's
pounds,
amazing.
By the way, which is not bad.
No,
not bad.
It's amazing.
Starting to feel a better headspace, and that's what it's all about. Comprehensive health and wellness at the new Lips and IVs. Make your appointment today, 732-838-9449. That's 732-838-9449. He's right on Main Street in Marlboro. Easy off of 18. Also on the Instagram, follow them there. Follow our socials. We've got the videos of our treatments. All right, that's it. We're running late here. Michelle is ready to go.
Yes.
We're back tomorrow morning, Tuesday, starting bright and early, 6 o'clock. We'll do the world-famous animal stories. More passes at 7:10 of the Outlaw Music Festival. Horrible Scopes, Fast Five, birthdays, He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50 and a whole lot more.